Our first scripture reading today is from Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way we should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Our second reading is Luke 1, verse 28. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." These are God's words. Thanks be to God.
Amen. And Lord, I'm praying today that you would touch the hearts of those who are listening to the sermon, that you would bless them. Those who are listening by podcast, God, you would bless them. Let it be a sermon, God, that reaches their heart and touches them. And we give you praise today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I give honor to the board, the trustees, the elders, and all of the congregation. I have a special sermon today for the mothers. Today, we want to honor them, and it's one of those that I kind of went back and forth with. As you know, I lost my mom last year, and so I'm wearing her robe, so that's why it's a little big, but it's the only thing of hers I could fit, so I had to put it on today, and I brought her handkerchief, so I just want to honor her today, but I'm honoring all mothers, and today I want to talk just for a little bit about three different mothers, three different stories of mothers, three different types. I think of my mother, and when I was young and I was a single mother, she preached a sermon back in the 90s, and she called it Another Mother. And it's one of the best Mother's Day sermons that I ever heard. I kept it in my heart, and she preached on Hagar, which I'll talk about in a little bit, but it truly blessed me. And so I'm hoping today that this sermon will bless you as we talk about three different mothers. And so the first mother I want to talk about is Mary, the mother of Jesus, and how she was not necessarily preparing to be a mother. She was so young. Do you know what it's like to be a young mother and you don't know exactly what to do, and you don't know, you know, you're just afraid sometimes, like, oh, I might mess them up, or, you know, you just don't know exactly what to do. And I think that that's kind of where Mary was when she was chosen by God, which is our first scripture, Luke 1:28. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." So God was with her, even though this was a task that she wasn't quite prepared for, and I'm sure nervous, and it wasn't just ordinary. She had Jesus in a manger, you know. It wasn't like it was just some easy task that she went through like most women would have done, but she had, you know, she had these challenges. And as mothers, we face that, don't we? We face challenges that when it comes to raising the children. But what God was showing me today is really what he wanted us to do, what he asked us to do as mothers, is to train them up in him. She trained Jesus and prepare him for the journey that he was going to go on. And that's what we have to do as mothers. We have to train our children in the Lord. And what I'm saying, Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So even when it feels like my child is gone away, he's gone astray, and what am I going to do? If you trained him up, which is what Mary did, if you train him up in God, and I'd love to hear the stories here in a Broadway Christian, you're always sharing how you taught Bible study. Someone says, I taught Bible study to this group, and someone, you know, you're always telling me how you imparted into the children here at Broadway Christian. And so, and when I hear and see, it seems that they've taken those lessons and gone on to be productive citizens of the world or of our city. And so that's what he's asking us as young mothers. That's what he was requiring of us, just to train them up in the way they should go, and know that you've had favor with him. He's going to supply your need. He's going to take care of you as a young mother. I mean, there's so many times you feel like you're just not doing what God has told you to do, or, you know, you're like you're failing them, but know that he has you right in the palm of his hand. He's guiding you. He just tells us to train them up in me, so they'll have someone to fall back on when go out. I know that he knew who God was. He knew he could pray. He could pray and God would meet him at his need. And that's all he's asking of young mothers. So that's one mother that I want to share. And so I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on those, because there's one mother that I really want to talk about. But the second mother is the story that blessed me so much. And this is the story of Hagar. Hagar, if you know who she is, if you recall her, she was the handmaid of Sarai and Abraham. And she's the one that they decided they were going to help God out in having a promised child since it was taking God so long. Sarai gave her handmaid Hagar to Abraham to have a baby with so that then they would have this promised child. That's not what God told them to do. So I was reading the story, and as Hagar realized she had conceived, she started to be a little snippy with Sarai. She was like, I've got the baby now. So Sarah got extremely angry and sent her out. She was angry with her. She sent her out, and Hagar was sitting there. It really wasn't her choice to be, you know, she was given to Abraham. It wasn't her choice. Sometimes as single mothers, it's not of your choice. Sometimes it's through divorce or some circumstance that may come, and it's not necessarily of your choice to be a single mother. But God takes care of you, and that's the point I want to get to. We don't always make the right decisions, but God takes care of you. He provides for you. And that's what he told Hagar. When Sarah sent her out away from them because she then had regretted the decision she made to give her to Abraham, she sent her out into the desert. And that's where our next scripture comes from. Genesis 16:9-10. The angel of the Lord said to her, return to your mistress and submit yourself under her hand. Then the angel of the Lord said to her, I will multiply your descendants exceedingly so that they shall not be counted for the multitude. And that, as I was really reading that, I realized what he was saying. He gave her so many descendants. She's going to be so blessed, even though she was in a situation that wasn't the norm. She was a single mother. She wasn't being treated so great. The Lord said, you go back and I will give you so many descendants. You will be blessed. Your descendants will be blessed. What I got out of that is he takes care of us, that God takes care of us regardless of the situation that you may be in. He takes care of us. It may not be what you thought it was going to be. It may not be pleasing to you or whatever. But he takes care of us, and that's the most important part. And just to know that he supplies our need, regardless of the situation. So as mothers, sometimes you may not have everything you need. God takes care of you. He will take care of you. You put your trust in him, and he will take care of you. And so the last mother that I want to talk about, I'm going to spend a little more time on this one, because it reminds me of my mom. And so the last mother is Naomi. Now, Naomi, if you know the story, I'm really partial to the book of Ruth because my family calls me Ruth. And so I really like that name. And I really started gravitated to her story because Ruth and Naomi remind me of myself and my mom. But Naomi had come to a point where she'd lost her husband. She'd lost her children. She didn't feel like she had any more value. She didn't feel like she was a mother, a wife. She didn't feel like she had anything. She felt like she was nothing. As a matter of fact, in the words, she says, call me Mara, which means call me bitter. Call me bitter. I've gone out full and I'm coming back and I have nothing more to offer. And you know, as we get mature, sometimes it feels like that. Sometimes we have to tell ourselves, but no, God has a plan. I'm reading this book and it said, who's to say that you weren't chosen for your 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Who's to say? That's not when God really wants to use you. Who's to say that? How can we say that we are not still loved and used by God as we go, you know, as we go into the second half of our life? And so I started to really read that. God showed Naomi, but no, you're not bitter. I need you now to impart into Ruth, all of the wisdom and the knowledge that you have. We have wisdom and knowledge now that we can give to the next generation. And believe me, they need it. They need the wisdom and the knowledge that you have. They need you to impart it into their generation, into that generation. They need to know how to make the right decisions. They need to know how to take care of their children. And you know, we call them big mamas in our community. And so, and my mom, she had a whole series on Big Mama. And the Big Mama would take care of the young people. My mother had so many women that she fed into, to young women that have now got their degrees. They went back to school. They went, their families are successful. They're in careers that they wanted because she would impart into them. They're in ministry because she took that wisdom and knowledge that she had over the years and she began to impart it back into the young people. And that's what Naomi did for Ruth in the Word. I'll read that scripture and then I'll keep talking about her because I find them so fascinating. Ruth 3:1 says, "Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, 'My daughter, shall I not security for you? Shall I not seek security for you that it may be well with you?'" She's telling her, "I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to guide you. I'm going to show you what you need to do to function in this world." And that's kind of how my mom did. She did that for me, but she did it for so many. I think I was so surprised when we were at her funeral, how many people came up and told us just how much she was a spiritual mother or a big mama to them. In our community, the big mama is the lady who everybody comes to for advice. They come to her and she guides them and tells them what to do. And I think here we have a lot of big mamas here in Broadway Christian Church. We have a lot of them here that can speak into the life of the young women who need to hear, "God, He'll take care of you. I've been there. I've been there. I've been divorced and I know He brings you out. I know He supplies your need. I've been where I didn't have enough food, but I watched God open up the door and bring in food for me. I watched Him make the heart of people to be a blessing to me." They need to hear your stories. They need to hear. They need you to speak into their life. Like Naomi did, she guided Ruth all the way to a whole new life for her. And that's what they need. That's what we have here. We have that here. You take care of people. I remember just last week, I was in the fellowship hall, and I think it was Carol. She said, "Now you be careful next week. The weather's going to be something, you know, something with the weather." And I looked back at her, and I just felt, that is why I love you guys so much. You're always taking care of me. And then Barb said, "That's right, we're taking care of you." And I'm like, that's those spiritual mothers that we need, especially like right now. I'm still learning and adjusting to live without my mom, but it's been so cool to have each one of you. And each one of you have done something like that. So I want to encourage you today, as spiritual big mamas, to get out into the community and to bless those young ladies who need to hear a word from you. A spiritual big mama doesn't necessarily have to be a birth mother. It's the spirit behind it. It's the mentorship. It's that you give to those women, that you learn the things you've learned. People need to know those lessons. There's a reason you went through the things you went through. So that not just to say, I did it, I made it, ooh. It's to bless other people, to bless other women. There are so many young women who need to hear your voice. They need you to speak into their life. And you've been a blessing to me at a year when I really needed it. And so I know that it's in you. I just want to encourage you now that as you see young ladies and they are struggling, you know, it doesn't always have to be money. It has to be that you give them that wisdom that they need. You guide them and help them to make the next decision. You guide them and help them to show them, this is what happened to me. I understand. I actually do understand what you've gone through. This is what happened to me. Try this. Some will listen, some won't, but that's that's what I feel. That's our job now. And what's so funny is I thought for so many years, I was the Ruth in the situation. But now I'm the Naomi in the situation. And I'm like, as I was working on the sermon, I'm like, oh, wow, I think I transitioned over. I'm no longer the Ruth. I am now the Naomi. I find myself when I'm out in the community sharing with young ladies. This is what I learned when I was doing this. This is what I learned. Try this. And just encouraging them to keep going. I will encourage them. You keep fighting. I say, I know God has a plan for you. And I don't care whether they're Christian or not. I'm going to tell them God has a plan because His word says, I have a plan for you. And it's a good plan. Amen. So I'm going to tell them that. And that's what I do. I find myself now. I'm out in the community and I'm sharing it. And I was just like, well, that's pretty good. I'm like, that's pretty good. I think, because I so admire my mom and I can see now walking in the steps and the things that she did. And so I'm like, well, God, I thank you. I thank you for every lesson. I thank you that I was a single mother. I thank you that I learned those lessons so that I could bless other women and tell them the lessons that I learned through that. I thank Him for that. And I thank Him, how my I was in school forever. I was in school forever, but I can share with other young ladies. It is important to go back, and I can encourage them, hang in there when you want to quit, because there were times in each of my journeys through school that I was like, I've had enough of this. I can do it all right without it, but God had a plan for me, and so I can now encourage them to do the same, and that's what I want to encourage you all to do today. I just want to wish you a wonderful and happy Mother's Day. And that's for everyone, because like I said, you're a mother, whether you've given birth or not. You've been such a wonderful spiritual mother to women. You've been a wonderful example, and you've shared your wisdom and your guidance. And so I want to encourage you all today to know God, he still has work for you to do. We still have to reach those young women. They need our help. They need us to speak into their lives. I feel it so strongly because I see them out in the community, and I know they would benefit so much from your words of wisdom, from your lessons that you've learned in life. And so I encourage you to do that today. And now I have a blessing that I want to pray over all of you today. And when I was in school, it was so neat. I loved it. They would bless us for everything. And I just thought, oh, that is so cool. They would, at the beginning of each semester, they would bless us. And, you know, at the end, they'd bless us. And, you know, whatever it may be, you know, it's test time. I bless you all. So I loved it. It made me feel good. I knew that, you know, it was wonderful that they were praying for me. But I started to try and get into the habit of blessing for special occasions, especially like this. And so I have a blessing that I want to read over all of you today, and it's called A Blessing to All Mothers. And it says, blessed be all mothers who have come into our lives, whose kindness, care, and loving remain with us to guide. Your inspiration in us made us strive in every way, especially to remember helping others makes our day. Mothers, this little tribute flows directly from my heart. You are so loved and cherished, invaluable. One and all you are. And that's from Susan Kramer. But I just wanted to bless you today as you go out today. Know you are blessed by God to impart into others. You are blessed to be his women, his mothers. And so I bless you with that. And now we're going to pray this morning. So pray with me. Loving God, as a mother gives life and nourishment to her children, so you watch over your church. Bless these women so that they may be strengthened as Christian mothers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth. Grant that we all honor them always with the spirit of profound respect. Grant this in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray again for all those who are in need of healing, God. We ask that you would be their healer today. We ask, God, that you would bless us all on this week, God, that we would walk in you and share you with others. And we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory, God. We thank you for the mercies and the grace that you've shown us. We give you praise today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.